back to 21b1?
Yeah. Okay, in the Mishnah it said it didn't. That whoever does one mitzvah, they do good for him, and the world is rewarded. And you live long, and you inherit the world. If you don't do a mitzvah, you don't live long, they don't do good for you, and you don't inherit the world. Which means Gan Eden. So the Gemara explained, the Gemara asked the question, here it says any mitzvah. If you do any mitzvah, you get this reward. And in the Mishnah we say every morning in davening, Elu Dvarim, it says only kibra va'eim, kibra gmilas chasadim, hachnasas kala va'yasames. So you see that only those mitzvahs get it in this world and the world to come. And our Mishnah says any mitzvah you get. So the Gemara Rav Yehuda said like this: if you do one mitzvah more than your merits, so then you get good. What happens is exactly 50-50. 50-50,
yeah.
Then if you do one of these mitzvahs, kibud avein gemilas chasadim, then you're turned over to good. Okay, that's what the Gemara explained so far. Then the Gemara asks, it can't be, because it says, if you have more mitzvahs than avedas, Hashem punishes you. If you have more avedas than mitzvahs, Hashem rewards you. Abai answered that no, it means Abai says like this: Hashem gives it bad in this world, meaning it's good in the world to come. A Rasha gets it good in this world because he doesn't have anything in the world to come. Okay. What? Right. We just explained this. So it means. So the Gemara asks, what does that mean? We just learned if you do a mitzvah, you get it all good.
Yeah.
What it means is, tzaddikim are rewarded in the world to come, not in this world. So therefore, tzaddikim get punished for the bad they do in this world. In the world to come, they get everything. A rasha gets rewarded in this world for the good they do, and in the bad, that's eternal. Okay, so Rav Ahmad, Rav says like this. It's not a contradiction. Amani, the braisa, that says that you get bad in this world and so on, that goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said, "Schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka." Rabbi Yaakov says, "There's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. That's only Gan Eden." Okay, so therefore, the Braisa that says if you do mitzvahs, you have it bad in this world because there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Our Mishnah that says you have it good in this world and in the world to come, that's the opinion that there is reward of mitzvahs in this world. And it says, the Tanya, where do we see this? Because Rabbi Yaakov says, Ein loch kol mitzvah mitzvah shebeksuva b'teira. There is no mitzvah in the Teira. He says an interesting observation. Nowhere in the Teira does it mention the reward of a mitzvah. It says you keep Shabbos, you get rewarded? No. You do tefillin, you get rewarded? It doesn't say. No mitzvah does the Torah say the reward.
Except for
one second. 39b2 at the top of the page.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay? The time, because Amar, this goes according to Rabbi Yaakov that says there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yaakov says, Ein loch kol mitzvah, mitzvah shebeksuva b'teira. There is no mitzvah in the Teira, shematen schorim b'tzida, that you don't get, that the Torah says there is reward. And Shein Tchias Amesim Tuluyuba, upon the resurrection of the dead is not dependent on it. Meaning, Rabbi Yaakov says clearly that every mitzvah only gets rewarded in the world to come, nothing in this world. And he says like this: where do we see it? Rabbi Yaakov proves a statement. It's a radical statement that there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. And he says like this, "Kibud avim." I'll prove it to you. He said the mitzvah kibud avim. Yeah, it says leman yadichon yamecha leman yitablach. Page 78, midway in the page. By kibud avim, it says, yeah, leman yadichon yamecha leman yitablach. Honor your father and mother. The Torah says you're going to live long and it's going to be good for you. B'shaluach hakein. In the midst of sending away the mother bird, what does the Torah say? Leman yitav loch v'anachta yomim. It's going to be good and you're going to live long. So there's two mitzvahs in the Torah that says you're going to have it great and you're going to live long. So he says, so what would be the scenario? Harisha'am alei aviv, his father said to him, alei lebira, go up to the tower where the nest is. V'hav alei gezlis, bring me the young birds. V'ol lebira, the son went up to the tower. V'shilach ha'sa'im, he sent away the mother. V'not alasabanim, and took the kids. U'bachazirasi nafalameis. Meanwhile, the Gemara is saying, not that this actually happened. The Gemara is going to say Rabbi Yaakov saw such a story. Okay? But the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yaakov says, look, you have two mitzvahs, the Torah says you're going to live long, and you're going to be great. And the guy did both mitzvahs, and he came down and died. So he says, Heichen tevasin yom shalzeh, where's his good life promised him? Ve'echen arichas yom shalzeh, where's arichas yomim? The guy died on the spot. Therefore, we must say, Rabbi Yaakov says, Alaleman yitav loch, what does it mean? It'll be good, not in this world, le'yelelem shukuli aruch. For the world, shukuli tev, I mean in the world to come, or le'man yarichun yamecha, le'elem shukuli aruch. For a world that's, in other words, what does Rabbi Yaakov interpret the pasuk to mean? Le'man yitav loch, in olam haba. Varachta yamin, we're going to live long, in olam haba. In this world, there is no mitzvah. And he says the proof of it is because this scenario would happen and the kid would die. Sigmar says, V'dim alav hachiyav, maybe it never happened. Maybe in a normal case the kid would be rewarded with long life. Sigmar says, Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Chaza. Rabbi Yaakov actually saw such a story. It wasn't a hypothetical case. He actually saw the scenario. A father told the son, go up to the tower, send away the mother bird. He did two mitzvahs at the Torah, says, V'adi yichas yamim. And he came down and he died.
Is it the same story that Elisha and Avoya
talked about? We're going to talk about that. By the way, Rabbi Yaakov, this Rabbi Yaakov, is Acher's grandson. We're going to say soon. He was Elisha and Avoya's grandson.
We saw the same thing? Same
story? What was it? We'll see in the Gemara.
When you say Olam Shekulo Tov.
Means Gan Eden.
Gan Eden.
Yeah.
Not Mashiach.
Oh, the Shail is, does it mean Gan Eden? Because it makes him. Give me both. Now, there's an interesting thing he brings down over here. The question is, according to Rabbi Yaakov, the Cheder, there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Okay? So he asks, the Mefarshim asks a very basic question. The Rambam answers the question. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, but the Torah promises a lot of good things. You're going to inherit the land. Look, in Bukhukesi Teleichu. Yeah? You go my ways, I'll give you rain, I'll give you peace, I'll give you. So, according to Rabbi Yaakov, there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. So, how could he say, what do all these psukim mean? So, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the very famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva that we learned many times, says that the Torah, when the Torah says in Bukhukesi Teleichu, you go mitzvahs. You get all these things. They're not rewards. Reward, the Rambam says, is only in the world to come. The Torah says, if you go on my mitzvahs, you'll have peace and then the tranquility and wealth and health and all that. That's not the reward.
So make it easier.
The Rambam says, when Hashem sees you trying to do mitzvahs, Hashem says, I'll make it easier for you. So I'll give you money. You won't have to worry about parnasa. I'll give you peace. You'll be a peace of mind. I'll give you health. But it's not as reward. So according to the Yaakov, that says there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world, all the rewards, so to speak, that the Torah speaks about are not rewards. They're to make it easier to observe Torah mitzvahs. But the reward is only in the world to come.
Just enough? So being a firm Jew gets you just enough to get by? I mean, I'm just asking.
Sometimes a lot of money is a curse.
I'm asking, is that...
No, I'm saying.
Is usher for a firm Jew to become a tycoon? Or a
no, it's not.
Super success.
It's not a thing.
According to what we're saying
it's
right
not
now.
A problem.
So why? Where do you get that from?
Sometimes money hinders a person from doing Torah mitzvahs. But the Mashiach answers, by the way, and the Ramban answers a different answer to the Rambam's question. I mean, to this question, and they answer that the difference is the community or individuals. This that the Torah says, you're going to have a good all the gashmis the kebrachis. That refers to the community. The Yaakov's principle only applies to individuals. Okay? Now, by the way, over here in the Gemara, when Rashi says, when he speaks about the reward, Rashi says it means in Tchias HaMeisim. Where does Rashi say this? They bring down Rashi, says that means Chesem Esim over here. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara asks a question like this. Maybe, you know why that son died? Dilma Mahara Bavedahu. Maybe he was thinking of sin. So maybe that's why he died. In other words, you're telling me that there can't be reward for mitzvahs in this world because how did he die? Maybe he did an Aveda and he died.
Children don't die for that sin.
1 second. No, it wasn't. It was in older kid. So the Gemara answers no. Machshava ra'ay lekadosh baruch hu mitarf l'mais. Evil thoughts does not Hashem doesn't consider as if you did it. So therefore, for a sinful thought, he wouldn't have been punished to die. So the Gemara says, but dilma mahadir b'avedis kuchavim ave. Maybe he was thinking about worshipping idols. Of worshipping idols, the Gemara is going to prove from a pasuk that even thoughts of worshipping idols is already punishable. And it says in the pasuk, it says the tveisus beis Yisrael belibam, to take hold of the house of Yidden in their heart, which means Hashem's going to punish them even for thinking about avodah zarah in the heart. So the Gemara's question is, how do you know that this kid didn't die because maybe he was doing an avodah? So he says like this, Ihu nami hachi kamar. Rabbi Yaakov answers, this itself is the proof. He says like this, Isau kadaitas chai mitzvah bahayal melekam, bahayal meika, if you're going to say there's reward for a mitzvah in this world, why didn't the mitzvah protect him? Even if he didn't aveda, the mitzvah should have protected him. Why didn't the mitzvah protect him that he shouldn't have the evil thought of avodah zarah? If you're telling me mitzvahs make it good for you in this world, so why did the mitzvah allow him to think about idols? And he says, another problem is, there's another reason why this kid shouldn't have been hurt. Because the Gemara says, Shluchi mitzvah ain't a nizokin. When you do a mitzvah, you don't get hurt. That's why, you know, somebody goes, you give them a tzedakah. They should become a shliach mitzvah, that they don't get hurt. So Gemara's question is Gemara just adding to the point. Rav Yaakov is saying like this, this kid shouldn't have died. Number one, the mitzvah should have protected him from thinking idol worshipping. Secondly, the rule is, shliach mitzvah ain't a nizokin. Okay? So the Gemara right away answers, no. Hasan bali chasan shani. This that Rabbi Lazar says, you're not damaged, is only when you're going to do the mitzvah. Once you're finished, the mitzvah doesn't protect you anymore. The kid fell down after the mitzvah was done. But the Gemara says, no. V'amei Rabbi Lazar, but the same Rabbi Lazar says, shluchim mitzvah einen nizokin, lei bali chasan, v'lei b'chazirasan. They're not hurt, not when they go, and not when they come. So the kid should have been protected. Okay? So the Gemara answers, no, there's another reason why there's a problem over here. Maybe Sulam Ru'ur Yahavah. It was a shaky ladder. And the rule is, the Kviya Hazekah, harm is very probable to happen. And the rule is, V'chol Heicha the Kviya Hazekah, anytime there's a presence, a danger, meaning it's probable to have a dangerous situation. So we don't rely on miracles. In other words, the Gemara says like this, and this is a very important rule, by the way. The Gemara says, this that Rabbi Lazar says, shluchi mitzvah, don't get damaged, don't get hurt. It's back, going and coming. Okay? But in a case when it's dangerous, then the rule doesn't apply.
can't be a shliach mitzvah and run in the middle of a freeway.
Right. No, but you know it's interesting because Rashi says in Chumash, why didn't Yaakov send Binyamin with the brothers?
Why didn't he?
Because he says it's dangerous, right? Kol adrochem b'cheska sakana. Every trip is dangerous. So the Gemara, the Mefarshim asks, so he was shliach mitzvah, or the Gemara asks it even more so by Yosef. The Gemara asks, Yaakov sent Yosef to see how the brothers are doing. He was a shliach mitzvah, right? And look what happened to him.
Yaakov knew what was going to happen.
So the Gemara answers, why wasn't Yosef protected? Because over there was a probable danger. He knew the brothers hated him. And Yaakov knew the brothers hated him. So said the Mesiras Nefesh of Yosef, that even though he knew it was dangerous, and the rule of shliach mitzvah wouldn't apply, he still went. Because the Gemara says like this, how do we know that when there's a probable danger, it doesn't work? Because it says, V'yem is Shmuel said to Hashem, Ech Eilech V'shamah Shmuel V'argeni. How could I tell Shmuel he's going to kill me? I mean, at Shaul. Over there when Hashem told, you know, by Amalek story, right? Mm-hmm. Shaul didn't kill out Amalek. So Hashem said to Shmuel, tell Shaul he's not king anymore. Yeah? So Shmuel said to Hashem, how could I go? He's going to kill me. So Gemara said, what do you mean? Hashem sent him on a mission. He's a shliach mitzvah. How could he be hurt? But Shmuel, Anavi knew that it's a dangerous situation, and over there the rule doesn't apply. So the Gemara is asking, basically, the fact that the son could have been hurt, either because he's thinking of Avodah Zarah, shows that there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Because if there would be reward for mitzvahs in this world, even if the kid would be thinking Avodah Zarah, it still would have protected him.
That would be a spiritual.
And then the Gemara says another thing.
That's a spiritual reward.
No. Yitav lach means physically.
So not having Machshav Zarah is a spiritual benefit.
Yeah, but if it makes it good, this makes it bad for you. The Torah said, Mitzvah Meginu Masa, and Mitzvah also protect the person. The Gemara Seita says, Mitzvah protect the person, not like Torah. But the Gemara is basically from this whole story, okay? The Gemara says from that's the source of Rabbi Yaakov. This incident with the kid falling down and dying, that's Rabbi Yaakov's source that there's no schar mitzvah in this world, okay? The other opinions say no. You know why the kid died? Because it was a faulty ladder, and if there's a probable damage, danger, then it doesn't play. Now the Gemara says what you said. Amar Rav Yosef. Imale dershu acher lahai kro k'Rav Yaakov bar Beratei. If Rav Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, would have interpreted the verse of Leman Yitav Lach, like his grandson, the son of his daughter, Rav Yaakov, Leichote, he wouldn't have sinned.
Says that to his face?
No. Rav Yosef is much, much after him. Okay, he says like this. So Acher Mahi, the Gemara Acher lived. My God, Acher was Rabbi Rameir. So he's Rabbi Kiva's time. So you're talking a few hundred years. Rabbi Yosef lived after Acher. But Acher says, I mean, Rabbi Yosef says like this. Who? Yeah. It was Rabbi Kiva's time. And Rabbi Yosef was third or fourth generation Gemara of Damiroim. So close to 100 years, maybe even more. But the Gemara says like this, Rav Yosef said, you know why Acher became an Apikaitis? Because he didn't interpret the Pasuk like his grandson did. He said the man Yitav Loch is physical. And the Gemara is going to tell what happened. Acher Mayhu, what's the story with Acher? Igadami, some say, Ki hai gavne chazit. This is exactly what happened. Acher saw this story with a kid. Another story, right? He saw a story that the father told the kid, go up on the tree in the tower and send away the mother bird, and the kid came down and he died. So Acher said, then the whole Torah is Baba Meiser. If the Torah says, L'man yirichun yamachon, l'man yitav loch, for two mitzvahs, and the kid died, that's it, there's no Torah. So Gemara says, if he would have interpreted that it meant, L'olam haba, he wouldn't have sinned. That's one reason why he became an Apikaitis. Now the Gemara says another reason why he became an Apicatus. The Ika de Amri, he said another reason why Achad turned away from Yiddishkeit was because Lishna de Chutzpis HaMeturgim Chazim. He saw the tongue of Chutzpis HaMeturgimin. That we learned already in the Gemara that Meturgimin, the sages of the Gemara, they would whisper or speak quietly to the interpreter, and the interpreter would have a loud voice, and he would explain the what the Chacham just said to him for the masses to understand. Okay, so this guy Chutzpis HaMeturgimin.
He also explained it, no?
Yeah, exactly. He said it loud and explained it for the masses. But what happened was he was one of the 10 martyrs that you know that we read about in Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Chutzpis HaMeturgimin. He was one of the 10 martyrs that were killed together with Rabbi Kiva and that whole gang. So he saw the tongue of Chutzpis HaMeturgimin, davagarle dover acher, that a pig was dragging it in the street. After the Romans killed him, tortured him to death, a pig grabbed a hold of Chutzpis HaMeturgimin's tongue and was dragging it in the street. So Amar Acher said, Pashi Hippik Margolius, a mouth that expressed pearls of Torah, Yelachlech Ofer should lick the dust. And he said, like, where's God? And Nafik Chot, and he went and sinned. And then the other places it says that he heard Goyish music, and that made him become an Apikaresh. But that was only getting him to the state that he should see this and then become an Apikaresh.
The frost into the cake.
This was the icing on the cake.
So before
the Greek music corrupted him to the... Whatever Greek says, that to the extent that when these things happen, he threw it off.
So before this, he was listening to Goyish music.
Yeah.
And before that, when he was in his mom's stomach.
Whatever. Okay. Then the Gemara says, the Gemara asks a question. Rami, Rav Tovia, Bar Rav Kisna, Rava. Rav Tovia, Bar Rav Kisna, asked a question to Rava, to Nan. In our mission, it says, whoever does one mitzvah, our mission says God does good for him. Which means, asa in, only if you did it. Lo yasa, but if you didn't do a mitzvah, you don't get it good, right? Yeah? For a minute, I'll ask you a question. The Braisa says, if somebody sits and doesn't do a sin, we give him reward as if he did a mitzvah. So that's the contradicts our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if you do a mitzvah, right, that's when you get reward. If you don't do a mitzvah, you don't get reward. Here the Gemara says if you don't do an Aveda, you get a reward anyway. This is a contradiction.
Why? That's a mitzvah, not to do an Aveda.
Yeah, but do you get reward or not? The Mishnah says, Eisa mitzvah. You have to do a mitzvah. Here the Gemara says if you just sit there and sleep, that's the way the Gemara thought now. You just sit there and sleep, you get a mitzvah.
Oh, when you do an Aveda and you don't do it, then that's like...
What do you mean do an Aveda?
If you could do
an Aveda. No, that's not what the Gemara thinks now. That's what the Gemara answers. But the Gemara thinks now that this din, that if you just sit and don't do a sin, it's considered as if you did a mitzvah, which is very... Halavai, would be pretty good. You sleep at night, the whole 7, 8, 6 hours, whatever it is, you get mitzvahs. So Gemara says, Amalei, that's not what it means. When does the Gemara say, Rav is going to explain, Rav said to him, when is the din, that if you don't do an Aveda, you get reward like a mitzvah? Speaking like this, Ken Shabbat Var Aveda Liyodi. A person was confronted with an opportunity to sin. Venita Leiman, and he overcame from it, then that's considered as if you did a mitzvah. But that's an action. Because then you're working to overcome the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara goes and give a bunch of very interesting examples. Okay? But the Gemara says, the Gemara thought in the question that the Braisa says, you just sit and don't do an Aveda. You know, you get a mitzvah. But contradicts Amish. Amish said you have to actually do it. So I said, no. Amish means you do. Over there it means if you had a desire to sin, the situation came up to sin, and you didn't, so then you get a mitzvah. And the Gemara gives a number of examples, very interesting examples. Ki ha, de Rab Chanina, bar Papi, Rav Chanina bar Papi, Tevata Ahu Matanusa, this woman, Roman noble woman, propositioned him to sin with her. Okay? Amar Milsa. So in order to say something, to discourage her, what did he do? He said something, and the Mefarshim explained, he said the holy name of Hashem, and Umale Nafshe Shichna V'Kiva. His whole body became full of boils.
His own body?
His own body. Now listen to the story though. She said, come sin with me. So he didn't want. So he said Hashem's name, and he was hoping to get rid of her. What happened? Of the Himilsa V'Itase. She did witchcraft, and she undid her curse. So the skin got back to normal.
He was cured.
He ran into a certain bathhouse, which demons used to hang out in. In other words, to scare her that she shouldn't go in there. The Chi'ava Adam Bisrein, that even if two people would enter it, but your mother, even during the day, having mitaske, they would get damaged from the demons. Meaning like this. As a rule, demons only worked at night to individuals. That was the rule. This bathhouse was so infested with shadim that even two people during the day would get hurt. And he ran in there by himself. In other words, he risked himself by going in there. And obviously she ran away. So the next day, when the Chacham heard the story, they said to him, Ma Natroch, who protected you from the Shadim in the bathhouse? Like, who protected you? So he said to them like this. Amalahu, he said, Shnei Nase Kesar, two arm bearers of Caesar. In other words, like this. He didn't explain. The Mefarshim explaining this. Really, two malachim protected him. It was really two malachim. But he was modest. So he said, you know what protected me from the Shadim? Two arm bearers of Caesar. They protected me. Shamruni kol alayla. They protected me the entire night. Okay? Okay, so he says like this. They didn't know the story with the Matrinusa. All they knew is that he ran into a bathhouse and he came out the next morning. He wasn't hurt. So they asked, how did you manage the story? So he said, guards were watching me. Amrulay said, he said to him, Shema dvar erva boli yotchav initzalte emenu. Maybe you're confronted to do an immoral act and you were saved. The Tanina, because we learned like this. Anytime a person is confronted with an immoral, you know, to do an immoral act, and he was saved from it, they do a miracle for him. You know, it's because the temptation is so strong, and if a person holds themselves back, so then they mamish do a miracle for him. So he said, Mistama, that's what happened. That's what probably saved you.
Didn't happen to you,
huh? He did. Well, he ran away.
Yeah, but no miracle happened to him. He got thrown in jail.
Yeah, but look what happened afterwards. Yeah. And then it says like this. Gibeire Kayach is this pasuk in Tillim, right? Gibeire Kayach, the strong warriors, Eisid Varu do the bidding of Hashem, Lishmaya Bekol Dvari, to listen to the voice of his word. Okay, so you're talking about the holy tzaddikim. Tumar says that speaking of Rab Tzadik v'chaverov, Rav Tzadik and the likes. He said like this. What's the story? Rav Tzadik Tavat Ahu Matrinusa. This, and again, this famous Rav Tzadik, this Shiksa propositioned him. Armelai sat there and listened. Cholesh li liboy v'le matzini. You know what? I'm too weak. I can't be with you. So she said to him, he said, maybe you have something for me to eat. He said to the shiksa, maybe you have something for me to eat. I'm too weak now to do it. Maybe you have something to eat. She said, okay, yeah, I have some non-kosher food for you. Okay? He said, he played along. Listen to this. Amalei. My nafka mina, what's the difference? David ha, achul ha. If I can be with a shiksa, I can eat treif. So make the food for me. Yeah? He said to the shiksa, you know what? You offer me treif for food. I guess if I can be with you, I can eat treif for meat. So cook up the food. Shagat is tanura. She lit the oven. Kamanchale, she put the meat inside the oven. So what happened? Salik v'yaseh begavai. See, he went inside the oven. Rav Tzadik actually went inside the oven. Amalei, she said to him, my high, what's this? He said, what are you doing? He said to her, the Ovid ha, nafal baha. Whoever will sin in an immoral act is going to burn in hell anyway. So Tzadik went into the fire. Amalei, so she said to him, yadik kulai, if I have known that how holy you are, so to speak, like Tzadik, I would have never bothered you. So this is what the Gemara says, Gibei Rekeach Eisidvari, the strong people, he strengthened himself to throw himself into the fire, not to be with the shiksa.
Did he commit suicide?
Huh? He wasn't, he was saved.
He came out?
Yeah.
She left him?
Yeah.
How could a woman rape a man?
She didn't rape him, she wanted... She was said, be with me.
Out of fear of reprisals.
They're very powerful noble women those days. Then the Gemara says like this. Rav Kahane have come as Abin Dikula. Listen, this is also a cute story. Rav Kahane sold baskets. Now who buys baskets? The women. So for his parnasi, he used to do business with women. Okay? Tava Humatrinisa, this noble woman again propositioned him to be with her. Amalei, he said, okay, Ezel Ikshit Nafshoi, let me go and adorn myself. Okay, let me beautify myself for you. Salik v'kanafo mi'igra la'ara. See, what did he do? He went up on the roof and he jumped off the roof to die. Listen to this. Asa Eliyahu Kabli, Eliyahu Navi caught him. He was falling down. Eliyahu Navi caught him. Amalei, so Eliyahu Navi said to him, Atrechana Abimel Parsi, you bothered us 400 parsa to save you. Eliyahu Navi said, you know what I had to go through to save you? I had to come from 400 parsa. That's a long distance. Okay? So what happened? Amalei, so Rechana said to him, me Godamli, who caused me to be in this business? Dealing with women. Lavan, you sis, not my poverty. What do you want from me? I had this my business. What should I do? I have to sell baskets. What happened? Yoav le shifa de dinre. Well, Rashi learns one way. But Rashi says, Yoav le shifa de dinre is the name of a keli. A golden keli. Other mefarshim learn, it's a chest full of dinars. So the other says, okay, here's money. Give me. Became very wealthy. He said, tell Eliyahu Navi, what do you want from me? This is my business. So Eliyahu Navi came and saved him 400 feet, 400 miles. No, parsa is more.
Seven kilometers.
No. There's 4 mil in a parsa. A parsa is approximately 3 miles. 400 parsa is 1,200 miles.
It's almost...
1,200 miles.
No. A parsa is about 7 kilometers.
I don't know. I know miles.
Yeah,
what?
No,
he wants to know why is he only 1,200 miles away? He should be millions of miles away.
Eliyahu Navi, he's probably saving somebody else. He wasn't in the neighborhood.
How far is a mil?
A mil is 2,000 amas. So let's make it easier numbers. Let's say an am is 2 feet. Yeah? So a mil is 4,000 feet.
And how much in a mile?
So one is 5,280.
No. You just said 2,000.
2,000 amas is a mil. That's 4,000 feet.
4,000 feet.
A mile is 5,280. Okay? So say 4/5 of a mile. Okay? Now. 4 mil is in a parsa. That means that a parsa is 4 times 4,000 is 16,000 feet, which is approximately 3 miles. Okay, so one parsa is 3 miles. How many kilometers is that? 7
times 1.65.
Okay, whatever.
It's more than 3 miles. Okay. 3.1 miles.
Okay, so it's about 3 miles. Yeah, and then this is 400 parsa. So it's 3 miles times 1,200 miles, approximately.
It's like New York to Florida.
Yeah, it's more than New York to Chicago. That's 850 miles. Okay, whatever. It's midway between New York and L.A.
Yeah.
Okay. But can you imagine, he got there pretty quick. The guy was falling off, jumped off the roof, and he caught him.
Split second.
Well, he's an angel, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's an Eliyahu Navi, so he can be any way he wants.
That's right.
Caught him and talked to him.
Damn, why he can talk to him.
By the way, this is a very interesting thing. He mentions at the bottom. He brings down over here, from Rashi, Taka says over here, that why did he risk his life? There's a number of issues in this Rav Tzadik story, but in Rav Kahana story. Number one, Rashi says she was so powerful she could have killed him. Okay? She could have killed him. And therefore he couldn't say no. He had to do what he did. He was about to jump off the roof. But now you have another shot. This is a famous machlekes in the Rishonim. This is not adultery. It's not married woman. And it's not incest.
It's
nus. It's nus with a shiksa. Okay? So the Mefarshim discuss, is he obligated to jump off the roof and give up his life for it?
No.
If he was afraid she was going to kill him, right? So then maybe he could have done the Aveda. Because not an Aveda you have to give up your life for. Okay? So there's a whole machlekes in the Rishonim. Is a person allowed to give up his life for a mitzvah that the Torah says no? Like, for instance, if somebody comes to you and says, be mechalo Shabbos, or else I'll kill you. What does Halacha say? Halacha says, that's a great Shabbos. Right? What happens if a guy says, you know what? Kill me. And he gets killed. Says a machlekes in Rishonim, the Rambam holds, is considered suicide. Most other Rishonim hold, no, he's holy. He's not obligated to do it, but you could do it. Yeah, you're not obligated to do it, but it's not forbidden to do it. So they want to answer over here, like he brings down the shach, whatever. The Shulchan Aruch rules that one may sacrifice his life to avoid a transgression, even when he's not obligated to. Because we don't pass like the Rambam, we pass like the majority of opinions that say you're allowed to. And therefore, Rav Kahana was ready to jump off the roof, not to commit immorality with the shiksa. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Ramalei Rav L'Rav Nachman. Okay, on page Mem, we're 4 lines into the wide lines. Ramalei Rav L'Rav Nachman, Rav asked a question to Rav Nachman. Tanan, we learned, Eilu Dvarim Shadam Eisei Yisem. These are mitzvahs that a person does. The Eichel Perdesem Be'ilam Azeb. You eat the fruit of it in this world. V'akerin Kayemis Le'ilam Abba. And the principle lasts forever. What are they? Like we say in davening, kibud av ha'em, right? Honoring your father, mother, gemilas chasadim, havar shalom shemein adam lachaveda, bringing peace between man to man and between man and wife, v'tamateira keneged kulam. Okay. Now, all these things, the Gemara is going to explain what's the source of it. Okay. Why do we see that kibud av ha'em, you get reward in this world and in the world to come? You know, all these things. So he says like this. Kibud av ha'em, it says, Leman yerichun yomecha, uleman yitav lach. Okay? One is in this world, one is in the world to come. In case you have both. Gemilas chasadim, how do we know about gemilas chasadim? Because it says like this. Reidiv tzaka v'chesed, a person who pursues tzedaka and chesed, yim tzachayim, tzedaka v'chavid. We'll find life, charity, and honor. So life refers in the world to come. And honor and glory refers to this world. Okay, the Gemara is just bringing proofs that these things you have good in this world and in the world to come. Havar shalom ksiv. How do we know bringing peace between people is this world and the world to come? Because it says, back is shalom v'not fehu. Okay, seek out peace and chase after it. And Amir Ababu, ask ye redifa redifa. We learn out Gzer Shavu redifa redifa. Here it says, back is shalom v'not fehu. And the other pasuk says, we learned, redif tzedakah v'chesed. So just like tzedakah v'chesed is good in this world and in the world to come, back is shalom, when you make peace between people, it also says v'dat fehu, that you also have it good in this world and the world to come. The Talmud Torah, how do we know Talmud Torah, you also have it good in this world and in the world to come? Because it says, kihu chayecha ve'erech yamecha. Again, kihu chayecha is in this world, ve'erech yamecha is in the world to come. So now the Gemara asks like this. All these things the Mishnah mentioned, he's leading up to the question. Okay? What's his question? These things, the Torah says clearly you have a good in this world and in the world to come. What are the things? Kibud av v'em, gemilas chasadim, peace between people and Talmud Torah. That means that's it. So the Gemara asks, we find other mitzvahs also that you have both things. Shaluach hakein, that's what he asks. I'll be fine by sending away the mother bird. It also says, Leman yitavloch v'arachta yomim. Also the double expression. Good in this world and in the world to come. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention that? So the Gemara says, you're right. Tana v'shayir. The Tana doesn't mention all of them. It leaves over some. It doesn't mention all of them. It means some of them. So he says, Tanit Tatsa, the Gemara asks, you can't, because he said, these are the things. Even in English, when you say, these are the things, that means only these things, nothing else. Here you tell me the Tana says some, and he means more, but the Gemara says, but the Tana says, these are the things. The Tana says, only these things is this world and the world to come, and you're telling me the Tana left out? It can't be. So it says like this. Amr Rava answers his own question, by the way. Rava was the one that just asked this question. So Rava says, I have an answer to it. In Avidi Asbirali, Avidi explained it to me as follows. It says in the Pasuk, Imru Tzadik Yitev, praise the righteous person who is good, Ki Prima Malaleyam Yechelu, for the fruit of their deeds they'll eat. Meaning in the world to come. Okay? What does the Pasuk say? To praise the tzaddik who's good. You have a bad tzaddik? By definition, the tzaddik is good. Why does the Pasuk say, praise the tzaddik who is good? Sigmar says, v'chiyesh tzaddik tev, v'yesh tzaddik she'ina tev. Do you have a tzaddik that's good and a tzaddik that's bad? Why does the Pasuk say, praise the good tzaddik, which implies there's a bad tzaddik? So it says, yes. Elo tev l'shamayim, tev l'abriyas. If he's good between man to man to God, that's called a good tzaddik. Tev l'shamayim, v'ra'a l'abriyas. But if he's good in his frumkeit, but he's bad inter-human relationships, that's called tzaddik she'ein
tev. Why can't you call that tzaddik? Can't call him a tzaddik if he's not good with people.
No, see, one second. Let me explain first the answer to the Gemara. The Gemara is answering like this. All these other mitzvahs are interrelated with other people. Kibud av v'em, your parents. Gemilas chasadim, other people. Bringing peace, also.
Yeah.
Huh?
Dower and the bribe,
Now, Teda is also Bein Adam L'Chaveri. Why? So he says, number one, it leads Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So when you learn Teda, you keep all mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs between Adam L'Chaveri. Okay? Also, a Torah scholar benefits mankind because people ask him advice and all that. So he's good anyway between Teda L'Shemayim and Teda L'Briyas. Therefore, the Gemara says, you know why we don't mention Shluch HaKain? Shiluch HaKein is only good between you and God. There's nothing to do with people. It's only you and God. That God told you. Send away the mother bird. You're not dealing with other people. Now, the Mefarshim explained a very interesting thing. How can he be a tzaddik if he doesn't keep... if he's ra'al l'briyas?
Because half the mitzvahs are
bein adam l'chaveri. If he's a good person, he's not keeping mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveri. It doesn't make sense. So they explain, that means like this. He focuses on people's deficiencies. He thinks he's going to make everybody better. He focuses on the deficiencies. He means it holy. He's holy roller. He's doing it for God. But the bottom line is, he's harping on people's deficiencies rather than bringing out the greatness of the people.
So I could say
tzaddik that is good. No, tzaddik is good, that he's openly good between people too.
There's a lot of Jewish leaders that do that. Do they mean tov?
That's where the tzaddik shein
atayv. Do they mean tov le'aralo?
No, the Gemara's not talking about that.
It's unbelievable. A lot of people who give in Eretz Yisrael give Musa to the not from the world.
They're called tzaddik shein atayv.
Okay, nikla.
Yeah. Kiyeti bedavad. Kiyeti bedavad ato emir. The Gemara says we find a similar thing in the reverse. It says, Ey l'rashara, woe is to the wicked person who is bad. Ki gmul yadav yasalei. The payment of his acts will be done to him. It means whatever he does, he's going to get punished. So again, it says, V'chiyesh rasha. The pasuk says, a bad rasha. You ever have a good rasha? Like, see, Mar says, "V'chiyesh rasha ra v'yesh ra shein ra." A rasha is good and a rasha is not good, or a rasha is not bad. El ra l'shamayim v'ra l'briyas. If he's bad to heaven and bad to people, he's a rasha ra. He's a bad rasha. Ra l'shamayim v'ein ra l'briyas. But if he's bad to heaven, but he's not bad to people, he's called a rasha that's not bad. Okay. In other words, you need to have both.
So the way you're defined as a Rosh Hashanah.
But the Gemara says, interesting, it's better to be Ra'al Shemayim and not to Ra'al Brias than good, bad Brias and good Shemayim.
Yeah, people could use you more.
Yeah.
Shemayim. I didn't get that. The way the Gemara is defining a person as a Tzaddik or Rosh Hashanah is the way they treat Hashem. If you're good to Hashem.
No.
Regardless.
Yeah, but you're not a good tzaddik, though.
I understand. But if you want to be a tzaddik, be good to Hashem. If you want to be a rasha, be bad to Hashem.
Yeah, but the pasuk is saying, praise a tzaddik that's good. What does that mean? Who's worthy of being praised? A tzaddik that's good to Hashem
and
to people. Woe is a rasha who's bad to both. But a rasha who's bad to Hashem but good to people is not so bad. He's not a bad Russia. He's a good Russia.
But he's a Russia.
Yeah, but so what? He's not talking about the Tanya Russia over here. Okay, then he says like this. Hazchus yesh lo kerem v'yesh lo peiris. A good act, the Braisa says, has the principle and fruit. What does that mean? Shenama, the pasuk says, "Imru tzaddik yitayv," because the fruit of the deeds he'll eat. Aveda, yesh lo keren, but ve'en lo peiros. It doesn't have fruit. In other words, like this, fruit is more than the principle. So this is what this is a remarkable brayser. Brayser says, when you do mitzvahs, you get the reward of the mitzvah plus. By evil, you only get punished for the evil, not plus. Huh? Yeah. Well, that's look. God's a nice guy. By good, you get bonuses, and by bad, you don't get bonuses. You just get punished what you deserve. So nama eilu rashura. So he says, "I it says v'yochum v'pidarkom umiyam atzeisem yizbo." But the Persic says they'll eat from the fruit of their ways and from their plans it will be sated. That means fruits do have paidus. So he says like this, Aveda sha'isa paidus, a sin that produces fruit. Yeah? What does that mean? He says, like, if you sin and cause other people to sin, right? Then your Aveda has fruits, your punishment's gonna have fruits. In other words, people emulate your sin, so then your sin has fruits, right? So then other people are going to have fruits. I mean, then your punishment is going to have fruits. But you ain't ace of paidus, ain't la paidus. But if your sin is by yourself, like so to speak, between you and God, then you're only going to get punished for your sin. And by the way, according to Chassidus, this makes a lot of sense, by the way. Because punishment in Torah is a cleansing, not a damnation. So if you're dirty, I mean, spiritually, obviously, if you're dirty, you only get cleaned for your dirt. Why should they clean you extra? They get out the stains, and that's it. By mitzvah, it's a reward. The reward has additions to it. You get more reward.
Unless you cause other people to sin, which has
right.
a ripple effect.
Because that's chil Hashem, and that, so then it has ripple effect. So you're responsible for their sin.
So they keep sinning because of you, even though your sin right. stopped. So
like it says in Torah, and this is even in Nigla, in Halacha, if I get you to do a mitzvah, okay, and then you get somebody else because of that to do a mitzvah, right? Let's say you make somebody from, and they make other people from, that's all goes back to the reward to number one. It's like in the record industry,
pyramid.
Right?
Loyalty.
Royalties, not loyalty. Royalties.
Multi-level marketing,
get royalties.
Royalty.
And by Aveda, by the way, it's the same thing. If you cause an Aveda, do an Aveda, which causes other people to do an Aveda, so then their Aveda is also in your cheshbon. That's what the Gemara says over there. Then their Aveda has fruits. Because then you're responsible for the negative influence on somebody else. If you sin by yourself, you know, like chote vehechti, chote machte. You know, if you sin yourself is one thing. If you cause other people to sin, then their sin is also on your cheshbon, and therefore the punishment is much greater.
How do you rectify that?
Very lofty level of tshuva, and getting them to do tshuva. If you really do tshuva in a high, very, no really, it's a much more difficult level to do tshuva. But even Yeravim ben Nevat, that was told by the Navi to do tshuva, and then you go to Gan Eden, and he was asked, but who's going to be number one in Gan Eden? No, he said, they promised him the second spot in Gan Eden, if he does tshuva. So he said, who's going to be number one? He said, David HaMelech. He said, forget it. Either I'm number one or forget it.
Wow, what a
Russian. Yeah. Even that.
Wow.
I think what it says, his Aveda was Chote Machte Saram. He caused the people to sin. Wasn't a private guy sinning. A private guy sins. So the punishment is what the stain that you got. You cause other people to sin, it's a whole different story.
But the good thing about someone who has command of the public, when he does tshuva, that also causes people to
do tshuva,
yeah.
Right?
If a movie star becomes a film person,
you know, Living Torah this week, yeah. When the Rebbe spoke about Amram divorced his wife and this little girl, right? The Rebbe speak about the women. This little girl got him to come back, right? So the Rebbe said, look at the little girl did. Not only did she get him back, but all the people that followed Amram divorcing their wives, they all remarried their wives. It's all in the marriage of this little girl. So it is extrapolated both ways, in the good and the bad. And that bad. If it's a bad, it's really bad, you know.
Okay.